I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. Tiki Barber.
It's time where the Giants have to fully believe in Daniel Jones and put someone around him who can make him excel and look elite. That guy is Odell Beckham Jr.
Brandon Tierney.
Oh, it's 1 out of 17. Oh, each game means the same. Nonsense. You've got to exercise the demons. I have to see it. You have to see it. We have to see it. And we can put all the spotlight on the quarterback. Coach's got to set the tone.
Tiki and Tierney on The Fan. 101.9 FM. And the Odyssey.
What's
app.
Up, everybody? What's happening today? How are you? 10:03 on The Fan. It is the Tiki and Tierney Show. What do you think? We weren't working today. We got a football Friday. What's going on? Hopefully everybody had an outstanding Thanksgiving. God, I ate like such a... I mean, this is not unique. We all did, but ugh. I mean, I feel like a slob. So... Tiki is actually doing the Iron Bowl, so he's traveling, but he's going to give us a buzz in about 40 minutes, talk about the Giants to get his perspective. Giants in Dallas, of course, must win for the Jets. Mike White is on the stage, and Zach, let me just, I'll get to the Jets a little later. Zach, let me just give you a little piece of advice, my man. You, even if you don't care, you better fake it that you do. Anytime a camera, it's Fox's cameras this week, right? Anytime a camera pans on you, because you're not even active, you must look as if you are cheering on your teammates. There's a touchdown. I don't mean run into the huddle, but, you know, step on the field and dap them up and go nuts. We need to see a little. And what he spoke, by the way, I love what he said. This time, kind of wish he would have said that a couple of days before. But you got to look as if you are invested and engaged. We'll get more to the Jets. Must win. Must win. Got a little help from the Vikings last night, by the way. I thought we were going to get some help from Detroit. Oh, my God. I was shaping up to be, because I thought for sure the Vikings were going to win. I mean, nobody really thought Detroit would win. So when you're sitting there the first game saying, oh, my God, are the Lions going to actually mess around and steal this? You're like, boom, give the Bills a loss. All right. Vikings handle business. Give the Pats a loss. And by the way, Jets are winning Sunday. I'm not even remotely concerned about that. Jets will win this game. So anyway, let me start here with the Giants, though. So the Giants, you know, Giant fans, amazing fans. You really are. You guys are among, in terms of fan bases, the top of the list with the Yankees, New York City fan royalty. Just awesome. Loyal, knowledgeable, passionate. Invested, all in, man. That's why I feel so badly for you today. Season's over. You guys got duped. You took the Chiefs. And by the way, I don't blame you. I would have taken the Chiefs as well. And when I say it's, you know, there's a duping going on, not with the GM, not with the coach. You guys are set up for future success nicely. But this has been a season of overachievement. I mean, come on. You tell me which is more reflective of this Giants team. The 6-1 start or the last month where it's been 1-3? And by the way, the last month, week 8, fairly ugly performance in Seattle. Not that it was unexpected, but fairly ugly. Week 10, off the bye. Ugly win over Houston. Up 7-3 third quarter. Yeah, I know he pulled away a bit, but it was still the 7-3 game in the third quarter. And then, you know, week 11, obviously last week, a bad loss, even though Detroit's got a little juice and they play hard. But at home, kind of get smoked. And then yesterday, and he just saw, yeah, and like, I can't even get on the, there's nothing to even criticize, you know? Yeah, let me take that back. Daniel Jones has to put that on Saquon's hands on 4th-and-1. And to be fair, because he didn't, Saquon still got to make that play. But you just watch this team play. I mean, look, 4 linemen hurt, sick, out. Come on. Andrew Thomas was a shell of himself. He didn't feel well all week, you know? I mean, myriad injuries in the secondary, no receivers. What did you expect? I know what you were hoping for. You were hoping for a Thanksgiving win against your hated rival. I get that. You know, I was right there with you. It's tough because I do that, it's usually not delicate, but yes, I was a little delicately balancing my, I won't say fandom because that's disrespecting Cowboy and Giant fans, but my, shall I say, my rooting interest. My wife's from Texas, Dallas girl, all in on the Cowboys. Daddy cares about work. And at the end of the day, Mommy should care about work, which she does. But I'm sitting there, I'm saying, all right, I want Mama to be happy, you know. But man, oh man, I would love to come in and talk about a Dallas Cowboys loss because that would mean it was a New York Giants win. And that would be great for the station. And if they would have won yesterday, it really would have changed the entire complexion of the season, at least what remains of it. But now, I mean, Commanders, Philly, Commanders, at the Vikes, Colts, it ain't going to be easy. You could say it's going to be easy. It's not. And then at Philly, I don't think any game's going to be easy because the Giants just aren't very talented, man. They're not. I mean, if you don't know this, then, you know, you're living in la-la land. You're, you know, delusional fanboy. And I get that's fine. There's, you know, I understand there's a percentage of people who see their teams that way. Understood. Get it. But, I mean, is this team going better than 1-5 the rest of the way? I mean, if they go 2-4, pop some champagne. How are they winning? How? So, you've had 2 straight games, not much from Saquon. Yesterday, some poorly timed penalties. You missed some easy ones, some must-have ones. And I referenced the 4th-and-1 Jones to Barclay. Barclay. But it's just kind of, God, I hate this expression, but it is what it is. Listen, if you line up every offense in the entire NFL, every offense, AFC, NFC, every team, the Giants' offense, their depth chart, their skill position players, their production, the way they're perceived by their peers, the way they're perceived by opposing DCs, it's among the worst 3, 4, 5 in football. You know? I mean, it's a minor miracle they won some of these games to begin with. So, you know, a lot of the times, and it's funny, it's a different energy with the Jets because the Jets, you know, the whole Patriots thing, the Zach Wilson thing, the benching, the ridiculous press conference when he didn't take ownership. Some of the inept performances offensively by Zach, it's going to lead to a more aggressive dissection. Listen, you know me. I'm an energy guy. There's not much about me that's, well, you know, hey, we'll see what happens, you know. I mean, I usually have something, I'm not going to say right to say because I'm wrong like many of us are, but I've usually, you know, something with a little steam behind it, something, a little passion. If I said anything, like if I got on the air today, and I mean this, if I got on the air this morning and I ripped the Giants, you know what I'd be? I'd be a phony. I'd be a phony. And maybe more specifically, I'd be somebody that really shouldn't earn, or if I have earned already, deserve your trust. I don't know how anybody rips the Giants today. They're not that good. They're not. It's an overachievement. It was in a lot of ways, a misrepresentation, not of the future direction of the franchise, but of their roster currently. They're nowhere near ready. And I get it. You know, kind of like the Knicks couple of years ago. Oh, four seed. Oh, you know, man, all these wins. Oh, the arrow's pointed in the right direction. And then the Hawks come in and absolutely tattoo the Knicks. And it's like, whoop, okay. That was short-lived. Now, I think the difference is, and I don't want to disrespect Tom Thibodeau by saying that I think Daboll is going to definitely be better. I mean, Thibs has had a nice career. But at the end of the day, I'm buying some stock in Daboll. I'm buying some stock in Joe Shane. Hell, I've already bought it. But you gotta look at this season through a realistic prism. I don't mean during the game. You know, when Saquon drops that ball, when there's a penalty, when there's nowhere to run, where there's a missed tackle. It's football. Obviously, you're engaged and you're invested emotionally in the moment. Today, I don't know. Like, I'm not saying that you don't wake up disappointed, but I think if you wake up, like, angry that the Giants just really let you down. Yeah, I know they're a little backdoor touch, you know, the late touchdown, backdoor cover, pretty much meaningless cosmetic point, whatever. But I thought the Giants were going to lose 40-10 yesterday. I really did. The Giants were going to get absolutely destroyed, dismantled. I thought they were going to get their doors blown off on national TV. I didn't see how the Giants stopped Dallas, and I didn't see how the Giants scored on Dallas. I just didn't see it. Now, if you take away that late touchdown, that's kind of the script that you got, because this after the second half, you know, you just saw the deficiencies. And I hate, you know, I mean, Dove, you've worked with me for a year. I don't like being kind of in the middle of the road without any real definitive take, even though my take is they've overachieved. I don't like giving teams passes. I don't like getting on the air and saying, well, you know, they competed. I mean, you're expected to compete. You're a pro. I just think pertaining to this set of circumstances, this team, this season, how putrid they've been before this season, bereft of talent, bereft of direction, you know? So you kind of straddle that line, like you get a few early gifts and you're galvanized. You are ready to roll. And then reality hits. And the reality is, I don't think the Giants are going to the playoffs. I think they win one more game, maybe two. And I know you won't be okay with that as we go through this. But I think on a lot of levels, I think you probably, at least on a pragmatic level, you probably should be. 877-337-6666. Teek and Tierney on the Fan. So, I don't know if Teek is going to share this thing. Probably will, but he's going to call it at 1040 as we're doing it inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right. Giants, out of the chute. You guys are up first. We'll get those calls coming up. We'll obviously get into the Jets, what to expect from Mike White, the reaction from Zach Wilson, who did speak. That was on Wednesday after Teek and I got off the air, so you know I got to get dialed into that. And obviously a heavy football day. We'll hit the spread. We'll do Sharp Tierney. All that stuff up until 2. Teek in about 20 minutes, 25 minutes will give us a buzz right here on The Fan. Alrighty, 10:22 on The Fan on this Friday. What's happening? This is the Teek and Tierney Show. Bam, 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 bam. I mean, three pretty competitive games yesterday. At least we got that. You know, I know that late Giants score was largely cosmetic, although I'm sure many of you want a few bucks off of that little backdoor action, I hear you. But, you know, the first game was sitting there saying the Lions going to mess around and steal this thing. I mean, there's no more tortured fan base than the Lions. We can pretend as Jet fans that we take the cake. No way. Not even close. I don't think what is it, 1990 or 91, the last time the Lions actually won a playoff game? It's something crazy. All right, Teek is going to buzz us, I don't know, 10:40 or so. We'll get Teek's thoughts on the Giants-Cowboys game. I'm going to get yours in a moment as I get to the phones. 877-337-6666. We'll mix in the Jets coming up at the top of the hour. I would say that I'm not even sure if this is the dad. I don't want to get too much into this. But, you know, yesterday's the kind of game that you watch. Maybe you don't all see this, but I have thought about this a few times. And I'm like, do you really need, I didn't want to say it. Do you really need to give Saquon that money? Do you? Yeah. I mean, look at Zeke. And I know Saquon's different than Zeke. I don't really know how committed Zeke Elliott is to being a great player. That's why he's gotten zoomed by Pollard on the depth chart. But the holes for the Giants, you know, the lack of game changers, could that money be better dispersed elsewhere? I don't know. I mean, that's kind of it's part of a theme to the season. The Jones dissection, the Danny Jones daily dissection. You know, Saquon, lesser extent, it's not going to be for, you know, $20-something million a year like it's going to be for a quarterback. I mean, and if it's a big-time quarterback, it's a whole lot more than that. I'm sure that, well, if I had to guess, I still think that the Giants and Barkley will probably find common ground on a contract that he feels pretty good about and they are amenable to in terms of, you know, what they're on the hook for, dollars-wise, committed guaranteed dollars. But, I mean, you can't make the case. You really can. Bigger picture, though, specific to this season, specific to this team, I just don't see that there's going to be a playoff appearance. I just don't. I was going to say a path to the playoffs. Oh, there's certainly a path. You know, you win some games, you're in. But I don't know how you squeeze out more than one win the last six games. 2-4, yeah, I guess I can maybe kind. Listen, if you beat Washington, you have to beat Washington. That is an absolute, unequivocal, don't mess around debating, must win. Because if you don't win that game, and you got the Eagles coming in, then you got to go to Washington, and ain't bad. They're not bad. Then you got to go to Minnesota. And then at that point, it very well might be curtains. But, I just think it's so much more than that. I think the easy, low-hanging fruit, a borderline lazy take. The easiest thing to do in this medium is to get on the air and rant and rave. Pound this, pound that, criticize this, you know, criticize that. This guy stinks. This guy didn't get the job done. I think it takes real awareness and just a real sense of reality to be able to get on the air today. And listen, I told you all week with Teak last week that when this game came, I thought they were going to get drilled. I did. While I've respected their achievement so far, I was never fooled. And I don't think many of you were fooled either. But this is not about being harsh. Because I don't think that that's fair. I think that's misplaced. I think it's wrong. I think this team deserves, you know, a little more wiggle room for dissection. That's just me. I mean, maybe Giant fans aren't feeling that. You lost. It's rainy out. You pissed off. I get it. Maybe that's the tone that I'm going to be hit with, and I'm prepared to deal with that. But that's what I think. Let's go to Tom in New Jersey. First up on the Fan, Teak and Tierney. What up, Tom?
How you doing, Tierney?
I'm good. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I'm a pretty big Giant fan, just obviously upset with how things went last night. But I think you really hit the nail on the head by saying this team has, like, overachieved throughout the beginning part of the season, which I think is definitely true. Obviously, you look at the roster, it's just not up to par to a lot of the other teams around the league. But I find fault with a lot of the media in where they just continue to rip Daniel Jones. I agree that throw on 4th and 1 isn't ideal. But I think you asked Saquon Barkley, should I have caught that ball? He's saying yes, 10 times out of 10.
Uh-huh.
Daniel Jones didn't turn the ball over yesterday. I thought he played a pretty clean game. It's tough when you got no receivers out there. The fan base has been told that we need to give Kenny Galladay every chance. For some reason, even though he doesn't even do off, he's playing 30% of the snaps out there, yeah. Getting paid $25 million to do nothing.
Yeah,
and it's really frustrating. If I was Daniel Jones, I'd be pretty frustrated because the guy continues to get slandered. He's sitting here at 7-4 with a devoid roster, and I think he deserves another contract. What quarterback are you taking at where the Giants can be drafting? That's gonna be better than him.
Well, the answer is you never know. I mean, and that is the crapshooters of the draft there, Tom. But I'm largely with you. I think Daniel Jones will be back. I think he should be back. Now, is he the ultimate franchise elevator? Yeah, probably not. But, I mean, is Kirk Cousins? He's winning a lot of games. Was Ryan Tannehill? He's won some games since he left Miami. You know, and I think that Daniel Jones is more talented than both. I don't even hesitate to say that. He's big. He's fast. He's strong. He's smart. You know, he needs something around him. Kenny Galladay. You know, it's funny, too, because when you look at what I'm saying today, my ultimate takeaway is, you know, the Giants, let's realistically evaluate who they are. To me, when you really get on a franchise or a player, it should be about underachievement, a lack of professionalism, a lack of engagement, a lack of hustle, which is, you know, a subset of engagement. An injury history that is just maddening, where the guy's always, and you almost question, like, man, is this guy's not in great shape? He's always hurt. I don't know how, outside of Kenny Galladay, I don't know how you look at the Giants. If that's the blueprint that I just laid out, those four or five points that merit some negative energy, outside of Galladay, I don't know who's earned that on the Giants. I really don't. I don't think anybody has. I don't think anybody should, you know? How about, let me get Phil and Hal in New Jersey. Phil is on the Fan. What's going on, Phil?
Hey, how you doing? Happy holidays.
You too, Phil.
About last night's game, I thought one of the major things was the tackling is absolutely horrendous. All right? These guys miss more tackles. I mean, it's not only this year, it was the year before, too. All right? That's one thing. Number two, I am very disappointed from what I see from their first-round draft choice in Thibodeau, all right? I just don't think he's that good. I mean, like, every time when you watch the TV...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right? He's the only guy there on the quarterback, but that's after the play is already over. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So it makes him look good. Okay.
I'll tell you this, though. And, Phil, I'm not so sure this is the day to levy that kind of criticism at him. He played pretty well. I'm not sure if they nailed the draft choice. I'm not saying that. But there's no way that they whiffed on it. I mean, he's got some real upside. I don't see him as the issue.
What does he got? Like one sack the whole year?
He also missed a lot of time. He was hurt.
Yeah, I know. He missed like three or four, you know, games. Granted, there.
You know,
but I'm just saying.
I got you.
But he's played a lot now.
No, I know. You know what I mean? Listen, Phil, you draft somebody inside the top 10. Thanks for the call, buddy. You want to see, especially that position. You know, you want. disruptive plays. You want blindside hits and sacks and forced fumbles and game-changing plays. I got that. I understand that. But I see enough. I'm not saying he's a star. I don't know if he'll ever be one. It's not a bust pick. You know, I have no problem saying that. Not even close. Now, the tackling, it's not unique to the Giants. The Jets do it. You watch enough football, you don't tackle well because you never tackle in practice. You never wrap up in camp. You just don't. So, you know, I think that's part of it. They missed some tackles. I'm not saying they didn't, but I think a lot of teams around the NFL do. Danny's up in Poughkeepsie on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney Show. What's up there, Dan?
Thank you, Tierney, for taking my call.
You got it.
So it would appear to me the Giants almost have to play a perfect game to win these next couple of games. I don't know if you agree or disagree.
I pretty much agree. I don't know if you need to be perfect against the Commanders, but you need to be pretty good. And otherwise, I would agree with that assessment.
And there was two other things that happened in that game. And, like, you know, the Giants were winning 13-6, were looking good.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I forgot what the score was at that point, but they went for a 4th-and-1 on the 50-yard line.
Yeah.
They didn't get it, and they gave Dallas the opportunity to score, and they scored.
Yep.
That's number one. Number two, that defensive back, safety, number 30, that guy's got to sit down. He got beat two times on touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot his name.
Well, and by the way, the play on 4th-and-1, you got to have it. I mean, you're 8.5. I don't know exactly what the line was when it went off. 8.5, 9 points, maybe 9.5-point dogs, whatever it was. You know, if you are expected to win against a high-powered team, and Dallas has weapons, man. They have guys that can slice you up, you know, everywhere. You better execute those plays. I love that. I love that Dable went for it. I love it. You know, because you're not going to win by trying to. You're not going to win a 17-16 game. You know, there's no way that was happening going into yesterday. So you had to put points up, and the way you put points up when you're around midfield and it's short down a distance, you got to go for it. I love it. I really do. How about Nathan in Sussex, New Jersey? Nathan, what's going on?
Hey, Luke, thanks for taking the call. I think the season's over for the Giants. The only way I see this team making the playoffs is if they sweep Washington, and I just don't think that's going to happen. The entire team is hurt, and I feel like we just got worse and worse the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, before I run down what I was going to say, let me ask you this. So you call me up and you say you think it's over for the Giants, and I'm with you. I do not think this is a playoff team. I don't think they're going. But are you, I don't want to say okay with that, but do you process it, at least on an intellectual level, knowing they're not that good? Like, there's collapses, and then there's the reality of who you are and where you are. Do you understand? You understand that as a Giants fan, right?
Yeah, obviously, you know, the whole season we overachieved. There's no doubt about that.
Okay.
We beat Baltimore. We definitely were not supposed to beat them. But it's just disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. I get it. I'm not saying you skip into the stores today for Black Friday. Hey, we lost to the Dallas Cowboys. Nope. I don't care, you know, forget about the Giants for a moment. I don't care how misguided or misdirected or injury-prone or failure-prone a team is. I mean, even with all the, you know, all the trap doors that we've fallen prey to as Knicks fans over the years, you still get disappointed when things go right. I mean, it's called being a fan. I get it. I really do. 877-337-6666. Tiki and Tierney on the Fan. Yeah, I mean, the 6-1 start was incredible. And I remember looking, there was a point, well, really right before the Lions game, where I thought they'd beat the Lions. I thought it would be very close, and I was worried about it. But I thought they'd squeeze one out. Remember looking at the playoff probability going into that game. It was like 90-something percent. I think it was 97. Like, it was huge. 94% though? Okay. But almost mid-90s, which is almost a lock. And that's the game, more so than yesterday. Yeah, Dallas is the rival. Yeah, it's Thanksgiving. Yeah, everybody's watching. Yeah, it's a higher profile. But the Lions game was the one that you had to win. And when the Giants didn't win that game, it just felt like reality came probably a little bit earlier than I thought it would and hoped that it would. But that's a crusher. That was a crusher. Much like if the Jets lose to the Bears this weekend, it's over. Just put them on the respirator. Pull the plug at that point, even with the Patriots' loss last night. All right, so we'll get Tiki's thoughts. Tiki's going to give me a buzz in about 5 minutes and see what he thought about his Giants. I just came across something pretty interesting. A former Jets comments about Zach Wilson. Going to get to that a little later. Obviously, we'll start incorporating the Jets here big time. But it is a giant start to the show. Tough one. You know, again, maybe you want a few bucks on that late touchdown. But most of you don't care about that. You wanted to win. Dallas has owned you for a while, like the Pats have owned the Jets. Not quite to 14 straight, but it's in the neighborhood. And Tiki, my partner, Tiki Barber, has the day off because he's traveling, but he's carving out a little time. I mean, Tiki, listen, I get it. And I've said to you for years that one of the best, if not the best kind of seasons that a fan can have are the most unexpected ones. So I know the Giant fans been riding this wave, and it's been awesome after the really good start. I think the Giants the last month are the real Giants, and there's no shame in that, dude. They don't have a lot of talent.
Well, they don't have a lot of talent. They didn't have a lot of talent to start the season, and if it was going to turn into a season where you snuck into the playoffs, it was going to have to be those guys overachieving, meaning the guys that we say don't have a lot of talent. But the challenge over the last couple of weeks, and in particular this week, was that everybody is hurt or sick or whatever, not available. And when you go into a game against the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas on Thanksgiving, the heightened emotions of the moment, you have to play your best football. You can't make even the littlest of mistakes and expect to win. And we know that the Giants have been on the margin all season long, but you come in, you have a turnover on downs because for whatever reason, Mike McCarthy decided to go for it in his own territory, and you go down, you score a touchdown. Mm-hmm. But you get Tyree Phillips offsides.
Let's go.
Legal man downfield. So, I mean, it seems like a little thing. You kick a field goal, and Graham Gano has been probably the most consistent option for the Giants all season long, really going into last year as well. But you have that little mistake. I mean, it's just a little tiny mistake. You still get points out of it, and it didn't negatively affect the half. But that type of mistake will come back to haunt you. I heard you talking about the fourth down. Daniel Jones made an errant pass because he was so hurried to get the ball out of his hands. He's terrified that he's going to get drilled by one of these defensive linemen for the Dallas Cowboys. He throws it a little bit behind Saquon. But Saquon is also in a position where he could catch it. He got both hands on it. Mm-hmm. And that type of little mistake, and it's not an egregious one, but when you play the game the way that the Giants have to play the game to win, it's those little things that come back to bite you. Here's the problem with it. In order for the Giants to win, they have to be perfect, but it is unfair to make the assumption that the players that they're putting on the field are going to play perfect. It's incongruent with success. Mm-hmm. The fact that they've had so much success early is a testament to coaching, as we've talked about a lot already. It's a testament to, you know, what Saquon did early in this season. It's a testament to Daniel Jones not making a lot of mistakes. It's a testament to guys overachieving. But eventually, as the season wears on and you get banged up and beat up and, you know, attrition starts to rear its ugly head, you become who you are. And that's exactly who the Giants, that's exactly what they showed yesterday afternoon.
All right, let me ask you this. Now, there can be situations with any running back where, you know, I don't care how good you are, if there's no holes, you can't accumulate yards consistently. But there's also situations where, you know, if you dive deeper into the film and you kind of watching for certain things, as you obviously are, mm-hmm. where there might be more holes than the average fan sees, but so-and-so is doing a little bit of dancing, not popping through the hole, or so-and-so, in this case, Barkley, I thought he lacked, and he didn't look very quick to me. But was it a case of the last two games, no holes, no success, or Saquon also culpable, doing too much dancing?
It's such a good question, BT, because I just finished watching all of Saquon's touches. He had 15 touches in this game. And some of it is exactly what you're saying. It's like, dude, there ain't nothing up there. And they got eight guys in the box, and Dallas's gap integrity, meaning defensive lineman has a hole, linebacker has a hole, safe-filling safety has a hole. Their gap integrity was excellent. But what I'm also seeing is Saquon is starting to get a little bit of mistrust in what he's seeing. And that shows itself in how quickly he's running towards the line of scrimmage, right? So there was a play in the second quarter, I believe. They ran a draw. The Giants ran a draw. The box was loaded. The end, you know, looped out wide. But Saquon, you know, takes his regular draw step, and then he's downhill as fast as he can, right? He's just like, dude, I got to find a hole and hit it. Mm-hmm. And he got 6 yards on the play. So it's not like I would grade this as a negative play. But if he slows down a half a tick, he sees out the right side. He just jumps cuts out the right side. He's on the corner, and he's going to outrun the corner, and he's going to probably score a touchdown. He's on about 30 or so yard line, right? And so his process, because I think he's become uncomfortable with an offensive line that early in the season was exceptional in the run game, but you can see he started to come a little bit uncomfortable with it. So a 6 yard gain, which is a check. I mean, that's a positive. That's a plus play. Could have been a 30-yard touchdown. And you only start to see those if you keep trusting despite the fact that you shouldn't be trusting what's in front of you. Mm. So that's the difference that we've seen in Saquon over the last few weeks. It's not, you know, he's doing anything wrong or the offensive line is – we know what the offensive line is, but it's not Saquon. It's really his process and finding those big plays that have been available. He just hasn't been ready for them.
All right, so we're talking to my partner, Tiki. Tiki's hopping on a flight a little bit, going down to do the Iron Bowl. Before I let you go, by the way, I want to get your thought on the big soccer match today. Don't worry, I'm going to give you a little time on that today, partner. I promise I will. I'm even into it, so you know it's got to be a big thing. All right, so Kayvon Thibodeau, we was hurt to start.
Yeah,
he had a very interesting college career. It was not everybody was universally in on him.
Mm-hmm.
Most were, but not everybody. Interesting personality, very glib, very. I think he fits New York in terms of how he interacts.
Personality wise,
yes, that's
100%.
100%. So when part of this is a projection, which you know I'll let you do, and also part of it is the film. So far, what do you see from him?
So I heard your caller earlier talking about how Kayvon, I don't know what he was trying to say. Maybe he was a bust, but that's the farthest thing from the truth
mm-hmm.
as it pertains to Kayvon Thibodeau. Let's face it, he had 9 pressures yesterday. 9. The next highest one was 2. He had 5 QB hits. The next highest one was 1. Kayvon Thibodeau is getting after it. Now, it's not showing up in the sack totals, but that's because he's still learning how to be a professional pass rusher, right? There's certain little, you know, nuances that you find against a certain type of tackle that you can manipulate, whether it's, you know, bull rushing or going around the edge or spinning or drop stepping, whatever it may be. Like, he's still learning how to be an elite pass rusher. But the game that he put on film yesterday was a top-notch game. I know it didn't show up in the numbers,
mm-hmm.
but he got after it. And if it wasn't for, you know, the compromised back end, and you know what I'm talking about with the safeties, and Darnay Holmes is a name that your previous caller was looking at. He plays corner, not safety, but he got beat a lot, right? But Darnay Holmes, it shouldn't be covering CeeDee Lamb man-to-man coverage while Wink Martindale brings, you know, extra pressure and doesn't get home. They had no sacks. They had no sacks in this game, despite a preponderance of high, you know, man coverage situations where you were bringing pressure. And so Kayvon is not the problem. He's a young player. I think he's going to turn into an exceptional edge rusher for the New York Giants. He's not the issue. It's the lack of depth that is starting to, you know, crush this Giant defense as the injuries have piled up. And you got guys who, I mean, probably should be on the practice squad starting and having to play majority of the game for this Giants defense.
Yeah. No, I think that's well said. I think that was a little unfair to the young man. I got you. All right, so before we get this little soccer take from my football friend here, Mr. Barber, is 1-5 off the table that kind of a finish for the Giants?
You know, this is one of the reasons when you kept, remember, you know, a month ago, you kept pushing.
Yeah,
Giants a playoff team yet? Yeah, look at them, they're 4-2. Keep 4-1 and keep pushing. Like, this is one of the reasons why I was reluctant to do it, because all it takes is a couple of injuries at key positions, and a team that was riding high can just crash down to earth. And I think that's what we've seen because of the injuries. And it's not I'm not trying to make excuses, but I mean, it's the excuse. Look, I think they're going to have to win three more games. They're going to have to get to 10 wins to get to the postseason. And you, I heard you lay out the schedule, Washington, Philly, then Washington again, and then it's Minnesota,
the yep.
and then the Colts, which is a winnable game, and then Philly at the end. Mm-hmm. So can they, if they take care of business and win the cliche, the home division games, right?
Yep.
Just win your home division games that you have left. One against the Commanders, one against the Eagles, and then beat the Colts. The Giants are a postseason team, right? Maybe they can beat Minnesota if they get a little bit healthy in the next couple of weeks. I have no idea. But to me, the rest of this season comes down to the fundamentals of winning home games. And if they can do that and the Giants crowd stays with them, as we saw earlier in the season and some of those big wins that they had at home, then I think the Giants have a chance to make the season. But so many things got to go right for them to do it. 1-5, I would say that's the bottom of it. That's mm-hmm. the basement of it.
Yeah.
I think they can go. I think they can go 2-4 or 3-3.
Okay.
But they're gonna have to steal one. I mean, they're gonna have to steal one from a game they're not supposed to win in order to go 3-3.
And make sure they beat the Colts. I got you.
Exactly.
All right. So we tied Wales. I got about a minute here, Teague. Maybe yep. a little bit more. We tied Wales. Iran just beat Wales, right?
Yep.
By a couple, if I'm not mistaken. I believe by two
yep.
goals here.
2-0. Yep.
All right. So we are obviously looking up a big mountain with England here.
Well,
where are we going with this?
Well, you know what, BT? The fact that Iran beat Wales helps us because now we only have to get a result against Iran. Right, so if we get to 4 points and Iran loses, Iran's gonna loses their last match, which is against who do they play? No, I think that's it. They have one more to play. So if we beat Iran, then we can get through to the knockout stages. Because Iran won and they have 3 points, and the United States has one. If we beat Iran and we get to four, and we keep Iran underneath us,
yep.
then we have a chance to go through.
But there's a big question for you though.
There's a big push on this U.S. England game, because it's U.S. England, right?
Of course.
But I'm not so much worried about the result of this game rather than how they play. Just show me how you can play.
But shouldn't we be concerned, like, when I think we only took two shots against Wales and we tied them, and then Iran kind of knocked them around? Like,
yes.
I don't know that that's a direct correlation of what might happen when we play Iran, but
yeah.
That's not exactly giving me a ton of confidence.
Here's the thing, BT. Iran scored in the 98th minute twice.
Okay.
Think about this.
Okay.
So at that point of the game, Wales is worn out.
Yep.
Gareth Bale, who's their star, he's 38 years old. I mean, what's he giving you? I mean, he's shot, especially if a team makes him run a lot like they did. So Iran scored two goals in extra time, like significant extra time. So I know we should be worried about Iran. As long as we play the game that we know we can play offensively,
yeah.
and we probably put Timo at the nine, so we have a big nine there as opposed to Christian Pulisic and some of these smaller guys. Gio Reyna's got to get on the pitch, and as long as they play sound defense against Iran, yes, I love the England game. I'm gonna watch it.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna try to, but to me, getting through to the knockout stages for the United States is their next match against Iran. That's the one that matters
all right,
most
because
Iran just beat Wales.
Give me 15 seconds on this, and it's about USA England. I hate to say, well, it's okay to lose, just don't get your doors blown off. But I mean, that's kind of
basically BT. That's what you should be saying.
And
if we win, pop a bottle of champagne.
Oh my! If we win, forget it. But what is an acceptable score, like loss wise, neighborhood of that we can at least be somewhat proud of where we competed against
yeah.
England?
And so the only way that this matters, and I'm putting this in practical terms, BT.
Yeah.
The only way that this matters is if Wales somehow beats England. If Wales beats England and United States beats Iran,
mm-hmm.
we'll be tied with Wales. So what's going to matter is the point differential.
Aggregate, yeah.
So the point differential matters. So we just can't get beat by, say, I don't know, four.
Okay.
As long as we don't get beat by four goals, I think we'll be okay.
Hey, safe flight, dude. Have a great time at the Iron Bowl. And, for a while, I thought you Giants were going to mess around and steal one yesterday. So did I.
But it's a tale of two halves for the Giants. And it's just the little things, man. Those little mistakes. They make a team that's not good enough to win lose.
All right.
That's what happened.
I'll see you Monday, brother. Have a great time down there.
See you, bro. Have a great weekend.
You got it, man. Tiki, of course. Me and Tiki every Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 here on The Fan. He's going down to do a little Iron Bowl. But I wanted to make sure he called up and checked in on his G-Men. 877-337-6666. All right. So, Now we get the Jets into the conversation as well. Mike, you know his name. Mike Bleepin' White, right? But I saw something about Zach Wilson from a former teammate that I don't like. I'm going to read it to you and get into the Jets as well next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.